believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier.
Good morning, Aurel. Today's Tuesday, 14th of February, and right now it's partly cloudy on 24 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is mostly cloudy in the morning and partly cloudy later on, so cloudy. Temperatures would be ranging from 23 to high of 28 degrees Celsius, and we can expect winds from northeast at 10 to 25 kilometers per hour. Moon is waning gibbous and illuminated on 57%. Tonight at 7 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Niwas Pavilion of India Culture in the International Zone, again we will have a chance to listen to amazing Parvati Baur and Latif Bulat in an enchanting evening with the sound of Asian spiritual traditions, living wisdom, with the official title, Songs of Love, Longing and Liberation Beyond Borders. Concert is organized by Arudan Pondicherry, Bharat Nivas and One Asia Project. And on Thursday, 6:30 p.m. at Arudan Art Gallery in Pondicherry, Parvati Baur will have an opening of exhibition of her work. The Resident Assembly Service Team invites us to meet and greet Auroville Council and Working Committee today at 5 o'clock at Sao Chu. At the Dipenam School on Sunday, 19th of February, there will be a big bazaar to raise some funds so much needed for maintenance of old ponies and horses and more. We talk with Farguni about the event. Sunday is not a school day, but it's going to be busy with the bazaar. What is it about?
Oh, it's going to be really a nice event, I guess. And it's about the fundraising that we with children, we have organized for raising some funds for the horses and ponies, the old retired ponies that now just need some food and care. So
these are the ponies from Pony Farm?
Yes, that they have shifted a year back to the sports ground.
To the Ashakti, yeah?
Yes.
So these horses need some money, and also you want to do something else with that fundraising, if the funds would be sufficient enough, right?
Yes, see, the whole idea is, one part is the maintenance, which is really big. We need a lot of money for the maintenance. And the other is that we have only actually two ponies who are working with children. We have three or four of them who are really getting old, that children cannot ride them. So basically they are just being taken care. So if we manage to get some two or three new ponies, so that the more children are able to work with them, the younger ones, you know, the younger ponies.
So the demand for the riding classes amongst the children is big.
Yes, I mean, it's they just love it. They just like to be there and brush them. And
so, what we're going to see on this bazaar? I mean, what you will offer?
We will have different things from people's house that they are not using, second-hand things. And we have some new, fresh T-shirts that children have painted, different designs, horses and etc., and a restaurant. Yes, yeah.
So we can have a lunch here?
Yes, kind of, yes. Yeah.
And all the benefits goes for, all donations collected that way is going to go for horses, yeah?
Yes, it will go for the maintenance and new purchase for the ponies.
But children already are organized themselves in a horse club, right?
Yes. They are organizing, and our support is always there.
So how many children are attending those horse clubs?
Right now there are six of them. But even though they are not attending, they are not part of horse club. But being a part of school, as a larger Deepanam school, they are all working for it.
Now just for those who want to come on Sunday, where it's going to be and what time it's going to start?
It is here at the Deepanam campus, and it starts at 10 in the morning. I mean 8 to 10 we would be organizing, arranging things, and it starts at 10.
Until
as long as we can manage. But actually, officially, we have kept 1 o'clock. But I feel it's a little short. But we would like to make it till we have food, till we have things to sell. We will go on.
You will be here.
Yes.
That work is going to be done mostly with children or with help of parents?
Mostly children and parents. So far, we have very few parents we got that, okay, we are there. But yes, I mean, children are, yes, they are there, and I'm sure they are going to drag their parents. So yes, yeah.
Thank you. See you on Sunday.
Thank you. Yes, see you on Sunday.
Here I am with Shivaraj from the Martuvam Healing Forest, whose home, unfortunately, recently was burnt down on the 13th of February as a result of an electrical fire.
My name is Shivaraj. I'm born in Kotakore village. I'm living in Martuvam Healing Forest. February 13th, morning at 9:30, there was a fire in Kotakore, which is my family. My mother's living alone there with some village women. There was a fire started because of electrical. I'm going to stop now because suddenly something I forgot. Electrical connections. So there was a lot of burn, all the cloth, and she kept some saving money also in the cupboards, the wood cupboards. The cupboard has been completely damaged by fire, and the gas bottle and the stove has been fire, and more stuff what she really needed everyday usage. So all fire, everything is fire. So somehow I'm very happy that the neighbors and friends who called fire service, and they also helped to stop the fire. And the fire service came in the last moment. They were completely stopped the complete fires, and I was rich that time. And I couldn't help her, nothing, but I only stopped her crying, and I was there with her as much possible to make her cool. And it's very, very sad to see that, because this is the place where I born, and I was really stayed a long time there. So, yeah, I don't know what to do, but I'm just, you know, want to help my mother, something that I can do, and she could live back there and peace, because she want to live there until she go. She really attached this land and the ground and the house. But I don't want to build a the same house, but I like to maybe to build a small house for her that she could stay there for a couple of years, and she will be really ending happily. So this is my request to friends and everyone who want to really with the goodwill to help her to come back to stay peace. Thank you.
Great, thank you so much. So if anyone is interested in donating any money or help or clothing or anything like that, they can contact you,
Shivaraj.
Great, and we'll make sure we get that information out there.
If anybody want to come and see the site, it's always welcome. It's a really nice ground, actually. This ground, really big land, not really big, it is really nice land where people can stay there, and you know, and so I like that she can stay. And the future, I like to give some Aurovillian or newcomer also can move there with her. Mm-hmm. If somebody interested also, this land I like to give for Auroville.
Great. Thank you. Yep. Thank you. And once again, so sorry about what happened.
Yeah, it's like that. Mm-hmm. Thank you for all the help.
Today at 5 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, the French Pavilion and Ciro present A Spiritual Reading of the Crisis, an exceptional talk by Patrick Vivier, philosopher and economist. On Saturday, 18th of February at 8 p.m. at Pitanga, we will listen to Impressionistic Jazz, which will be a piano solo by Hartmut Wallier. And also on Saturday at 8 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Niva's Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone will present Krishna's Temple Rock, which creates a new global music, drawing its roots from traditional Carnatic ragas and setting them into a new musical frame inspired by Western rock and jazz. The five musicians are pathbreakers in diffusing their peculiar approaches and styles into a unique compositions. On the spiritual path, each step forward is a conquest and the result of a fight, wrote the mother in Golden Drops of Light. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on aurovilleradio.org.
Children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all.